1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, broadcasting live from the Museum of Television and Radio. The number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD is out, and you can order it by simply calling 877-616-PHIL or 877-616-7445. The price is $20, $3.50 shipping and handling, and all checks will accept private checks, also Visa and MasterCard. And you should know that the money goes to support My Friend's Place, which is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And we're also going to have our Casino Night 2000 on Saturday night. That starts at 7. Maybe you guys could make it out for that. But it's a wonderful, wonderful group of people and a great resource center for homeless kids. And every year we have raised money for them, close to about $500,000 now over the last 3 years that that we've been doing our CD. So, and this year, actually the 99 CD, I think we made about 170 grand. So hopefully with this order line, we'll make even more money this year. And I'll let you know that in a couple of weeks, we're going to have vinyl available. We're going to have a picture disc. Anybody collect picture discs? It's kind of a weird thing. But some people who collect vinyl collect picture discs. And maybe we're charging too much for the vinyl because nobody raised their hand. But anyway, well, screw it. We're still charging $40 for it. But it'll be a nice addition, and we're going to do a little signature as well. A 13-month-old boy was found dead in his crib, apparently strangled by the cord to a set of window blinds. The very same day, by the way, that the government announced a recall of blinds because of the dangers to children. And certainly when we hear about product safety and the death of a child, it's enough to send a chill up your spine if you're a parent or if you're at all concerned about the safety of children. Product safety is really not what we're going to be talking about with our next guest. Robert Green is a marriage and family and child counselor, and he joins us on the line. Actually, you're on the road right now, Mr. Green, right?
That is correct, Phil. I'm on my way to my home in Pasadena, California.
But you're a marriage counselor?
Yes, I am.
You have been involved in talking to a number of government agencies about this blind cord recall thing.
Well, Phil, I will tell you that the horizontal window blind manufacturers, as you know, the government announced a recall of blinds because of the supporting apparently accidental strangling of children.
Well, that's what they're saying, that the kids are strangling on the cord.
I have been in contact, Phil, and our research has indicated that focusing on accidental death is really, I think it's going down the wrong road. And I think that we've known for years, for instance, about a variety of conditions that exist with mothers having to do with postpartum depression, and I'm sure you're aware of that.
Yes, I am.
We just think that the government's going down the wrong road by calling this a product problem.
All right, well, what road should we be going down? You're bringing up postpartum depression. What has that got to do with a baby?
What that has to do with the baby and what we think is really interesting, Phil, is that while mothers go through postpartum depression, we also know that an infant leaving the warm confines of the womb and now entering a cold and stark reality, we know that some infants can get chemically predisposed to depression. Now, we did a study of some 963 infants aged 6 months to 2 years of age, and we found out that some 425 of them exhibited some signs of what we call infant depression syndrome. We isolated those and put them in a room with these blinds that we're talking about, Phil. Now, these are the horizontal blinds that have the cords.
All right, so these are the horizontal blinds that have cords that are hanging down, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Now, what are these children in a test group?
These are infants 6 to 2 years of age in a test group, correct.
And they are, you're saying, depressed?
They seem to be more depressed than the other kids. Almost half. And Phil, this is the thing, when you're dealing with the government, and I'm sure your listeners understand, the government is really a pain in the neck dealing with things because they operate so slowly. But we went to the government with our findings. And
what did you find? And where was this conducted?
This was conducted at the University of Tuller, and that was a couple of areas. But we found out that almost half attempted to either hang themselves or strangle themselves with the Venetian blind cord. And
you're saying that this is called infant depression syndrome.
That is correct, yes.
And you are telling me that these children tried to kill themselves?
They tried to hang themselves, yes, sir. And unfortunately, some have been successful. Now, what I am trying...
This is unbelievable. I mean, I know that women suffer from what you call postnatal depression.
You know, it's very, very common, but nobody looked into the realm of whether infants suffered from this. Now, the signs vary, Phil. A depressed child will chew on things, for instance. If a child is very depressed, he'll spit up a lot. They will cry. All infants cry, but a depressed baby will cry well into the night.
What about, for instance, throwing food?
You know, oddly enough, we studied babies that threw food, and we found out that the reason why children throw food is because the food they're being served doesn't taste good. And so they are really telling their parents, you know, I guess what the kid's really saying is, you know, you could take a little, you could love me a little bit better and feed me something that I can get down my throat. And
a child throws food.
A child throws food because the food tastes bad.
All right, so let's get back to, let's get back, okay, I didn't know that.
Phil, what we have here is a holocaust of infants that can't stand it any longer. They tie the cord around their necks and they jump out of their crib. And, you know, the old days, it really, in the old days, Phil.
Now, we did not always have these Venetian blind deaths, though.
And well, I was going to say, in the old days, we battled against time, and we battled against the government. We battled against the traditional thinking among the psychology community. But a lot of kids were just taking plastic bags and pulling them down over their heads or drinking Clorox from underneath the sink, a lot of things. You probably recall children getting locked in empty refrigerators.
They were crawling in and doing it on purpose?
Yes, they were. They were going in and closing the door behind them. These are things that we have to deal with.
You're telling parents out there, and I just want to be clear on this, Bob, you're telling parents out there whose children may have died in these strangulation deaths that their child, an infant of 6 months, hung himself?
Yes, I am. I've seen it. And I can tell you, Phil, that...
What did you see?
I saw a variety. We had 420 infants, as I told you, that were chemically depressed. We saw probably a dozen to two dozen of them crawl over near the blind, swing it around their neck three or four times, and get to the top of the crib before we finally pulled them off.
They crawled up to the top?
They tried to get to the top and throw themselves off, yeah.
All right, we're talking with Bob Green. Our number, by the way, 1-800-449-8686. These Venetian blind strangulations that you may or may not have been hearing about. The government has ordered a recall of the Venetian blinds. We have on the line a marriage family counselor who believes it in, and it may sound macabre, believes that children, infants, suffering from some kind of a depression are trying to kill themselves by, they're hanging themselves.
That's correct. They are hanging themselves from these Venetian blinds. And I can tell you, Phil, it wasn't so long ago that these kids would lock themselves in a car on a day when it was like 110 and roll the windows up. And I guess they're looking for the sweet release of death, Phil. Yes, infants can be depressed, too. And as sad as...
It's just a sad thing to think that a little baby...
Phil, chemical depression can affect anyone. It is an endogenous depression. It has to do with the biochemicals of the brain. And if an infant is born and is depressed, yeah, they'll get into the trunk of a car and close it behind them. And especially if you're born into some of these families we got nowadays, and I don't want to make a joke, but you probably live next door to some of them. If I was a baby, you bet. Yeah, I'd go ahead and pop my cork. So
I understand.
Yeah. So, are we going to take any calls or anything?
Yeah, we'll... I'll go ahead and give the phone number out.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Did you want to take calls?
Yeah. It's a talk show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. Because it's a sad thing, but you're clearly saying to parents...
I think what we're saying, Phil, is there's hope. There's hope that a baby just doesn't accidentally strangle on a Venetian blind cord. I'm saying to the parents out there who have Venetian blinds, don't worry about your child if he's not depressed. But I'm saying to those of you who do have a depressed baby, he may try something like this.
And how do they know they have a depressed baby?
If they spit up a lot or chew on things.
But don't babies do that?
Not the way a depressed kid does. He chews on stuff. when they're breastfeeding, they bite down and a lot of stuff like that.
All right. Can you hold on, Mr. Green?
Absolutely.
1-800-449-8686. Robert Green is a marriage family counselor. He believes through some of the testing that they've done that these Venetian blind strangulations are the result, as incredible as it sounds, of babies hanging themselves because they're depressed. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show.
Want to know what your credit report looks like? See how you can run a credit check on yourself for free by logging on to FreeCreditReport.com.
I found an inaccuracy that could have cost me an approval and disputed it.
My credit report from FreeCreditReport.com showed me an open account I'd forgotten about.
Just call 1-800-220-2626 or log on to www.FreeCreditReport.com. That's 1-800-220-2626 or log on to www.FreeCreditReport.com.
Get Telocity High Velocity DSL Internet Service and push the play button on life, just like Sean Roberts.
With Telocity, I get video emails, play online games faster than any of my friends, check out sports clips from NBC Internet. My friends even come over to watch live web concerts in full screen.
Sign up for Telocity today and get free activation and no annual contract. Call 1-800-TELOCITY or visit Telocity.com. TELOCITY.com.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Not available in every neighborhood yet.
One 800 449 8686. This is The Phil Hendry Show. And we are talking with Robert Green, who is a marriage and family counselor, about the government recalling blinds, Venetian blinds, that they believe posed a danger to children. They were saying that and do and still believe, Mr. Green, and this is something I guess you have to contend with, the government is not agreeing with you on this, and they believe that these blinds are caused by, these strangulations are caused by these faulty blinds.
Well, Phil, I think it's interesting. You know, the government, thank God for, you know, and I don't know whether, I don't want to get political, but thank God for the candidacy of George Bush, because I think when we get George Bush into office, all of this government restriction, all of these government regulations, all of this sticking their nose into my business is going to end. And right now, that's what the government's doing. It's sticking its nose into the private business of a perfectly good Venetian blind manufacturer, trying to make an honest dollar, trying to make a nice dollar. And what are they saying now? You're strangling kids. You're killing kids. You know, a guy can't even make a dollar anymore in this country. As a marriage and family counselor, I am encouraging the candidacy of George Bush so these meaningless regulations will finally be put asunder, and we can get back to letting the marketplace control.
Yeah, but what does all of this have to do with children strangling themselves?
Well, what this has to do with, first of all, is when you let the marketplace dictate the ideas, you find out that there is more than one way to skin a cat. The government would have you believe and would shut down a perfectly good business in the process that these Venetian blinds are dangerous. But as you can see through our research, we have found out that these children are hanging themselves on purpose. And by doing so,
You're calling this infantile...
Infantile depression syndrome. These kids are wrapping the cord around their neck, getting up to the top of the crib, I don't know, maybe saying a few words, and then, you know...
Well, what words would a...
Phil, I don't know, okay? I'm trying to take a little bit of the tension off of the subject, but... and then they're leaping. They're leaping to their death, and I think it's tragic. And I'll tell you one thing that isn't going to cure the problem. More Al Gore and Bill Clinton government regulation. Let's shut down another decent, honest business.
All right, well, you know, you getting into the politics of the matter seems a little strange because you're a marriage and family counselor.
Well, I have a right to my opinion. I'm an American.
Well, I understand that, but I still think that the... all right, but this is based upon research that you did at Taylor University.
That is correct. 963 infants.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. It's The Phil Hendry Show, as we talk to Robert Green, a marriage and family counselor, about what he believes and other health professionals believe is the suicide of infants. God, that's a tragic thing, isn't it?
It's yeah. That's bad. I mean, when babies start killing themselves, this must be one crawling maggot heap of a world, one in which I don't think I'd want to live five more seconds. However, my book's selling very well, so I'm...
Okay, let's get to a phone call.
I'd be happy to, Phil.
1-800-449-8686. Wes Covina, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
This guy is the maggot.
Oh, hello. I'm the maggot, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You don't know what the hell you're talking about, and you're going to call yourself a child psychologist?
Are you?
Am I?
Yeah.
No, but I'm a mother of a four-year-old
son. That's pretty obvious.
Hello? Can I get a word in? And then you have these people in the background that are laughing. Obviously, you're not a parent.
I happen to be a parent. And
okay.
I happen to love my child, but my kid isn't depressed, okay?
Well, you know what? Four-year-olds,
if I were you, rather than calling a talk show, I'd keep an eye on my kid, because if he's got you for a mother, he'll be sticking his head in the gas oven.
Oh, well, hello. And who the hell
I don't,
is
I don't, I don't think...
laughing in the background? You're the maggot.
You know something? What is it?
What is he? What, I will ask the question, Mr. Green. What is your main gripe, ma'am?
What is my main gripe? Is that children do not, babies do not go through depression and hang themselves.
Well, apparently he has research saying, women, now you have a baby, did you go through postpartum depression?
No, I did not.
Oh, then you don't have a baby.
Oh, yes, I do.
Depression, okay? No, I don't have one of those, but I bet you do.
Yeah, I bet you do.
All right, thank you very much. Wow.
Boy, what a dirtbag. You got some great listeners there, Phil.
Oh, don't worry about it, okay? I'll handle it. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Hesperia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh, I cannot.
You know,
even
I would like this to maintain a scientific level.
How are you a professional?
I went to school and got a degree.
I don't know who gave you one. I mean, how can you sit there and say that to the grieving parents? It's their fault that their child is depressed and that the child hung himself?
I don't believe that I blame the parent.
Lunatic.
I don't believe I ever blamed the parent. I said it's endogenous. It could be biochemical. But in your case, maybe it would be. I don't know. Okay?
I mean, if you have a child, I think somebody needs to seriously come and take that child away from you.
Do you have a baby?
More harm to anybody.
You know, while you're on the phone gabbing away with me, your kid might be wrapping a cord around his neck right now.
My son is laying right here in front of me sleeping.
Really?
He's laying there and he's plotting.
He's thinking about getting under that sink and grabbing himself a big bottle of Windex. Because you are...
Why are you insulting this lady?
Well, first of all, Phil, she said that I blame the parents. I didn't. Okay, that's lie number one.
It seems to me that you did.
No, I didn't, okay?
I mean, if you're saying that the child is depressed, obviously that stems from the family.
No, it's been stems from...
I mean, depression comes from...
Oh, God. Mexicans from Hesperia.
After you're already raised, something trauma happens to you.
Say that again?
Depression comes from when something happens to you, not just from infancy.
Well, if I could jump in, ma'am, there is a thing called endogenous depression, which is a chemical in nature depression. It's a physical problem.
You tell her, Phil.
Right. But
well, why am I telling her? You're the doctor, okay?
How would a child even think to hang himself? That comes from watching television. That comes from hearing it. You don't just automatically assume, oh, okay, I think I'm going to take this rope and hang myself.
Let me ask you something. Do you believe in Jesus? Do
you
believe in
that? You could say that.
In most homes, especially, for instance, like in your home, if you're Hispanic, you probably are Catholic, which means you got a guy nailed to a cross in your house.
I am not Hispanic and I am not Catholic. I'm sorry, I'm not religious. You know,
and
but that has nothing to
home,
do with it.
You can walk into a home. All right. Well, let me ask you this: Do you have a guy hanging on the wall with a bag over his head? No.
And he ain't got a rope around his neck.
The kid gets ideas, is all I'm saying. And
I think the lady asks a very good question. Where does a kid get the idea to hang himself?
Westerns. I don't know. What do you got on TV?
Oh, my God. Blues Clues. And Nickelodeon.
There you go. Blues Clues. Blues Clues.
Thank you. I hope that somebody takes away your license.
Blues Clues, and
your child. You have no right even being a father.
Ma'am, can I tell you something?
You know?
I am a father, but every time I hear that song, I just got a letter. I just got a letter. You know that Blues Clues song?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, man, do I want to hurt someone.
Exactly. That is our prime example. You are a prime
I know Blues
example
Clues.
Of what is wrong with this country today.
My daughter likes Blues Clues.
You are the problem. Not beneath them lines, not parents. You know, yes, they probably did make a mistake in making them. They're recalling them, and I'm proud that they're doing that.
They did not, and this is more of your Al Gore government intervention, this perfectly good blind-making company. So a couple of kids are twisting a rope around their neck and getting some kicks out of it. Maybe
how
they're doing a little hyperventilation.
That?
You ever think about that?
Do you
because
have
you can get
a
high.
Heart? Do you care
I have
about
a heart.
Anything besides yourself?
I care
yourself?
About kids, and what I'd like to do is make sure that these kids don't kill themselves.
What are you going to do, pump them up
your
with
kid
Prozac
dies.
At
all right,
six
thank
months
you.
Old?
Maybe.
All right, thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. A little sensitivity goes a long way, Mr. Green.
Huh?
A little sensitivity goes a long way. It's the Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show as we talk to last few minutes with Robert Green. He is a marriage and family counselor with a fairly revolutionary and shocking theory that these Venetian blind strangulations that have been happening in this country are not as the result of the children getting tangled up in the Venetian blinds, but are as the result of some infant depression syndrome. The children themselves are hanging themselves. And you know that you've got a lot of parents out there, Mr. Green, who are very shocked by this.
Well, I Phil, I don't think it's a case where it should be killing the messenger for the message. I think what I'm trying to do is give them hope. And that is that if you can get your kid in and get him on a couch and start talking about it, talk with him about it. What's going on?
You're talking about a six-month-old kid. What are you going to talk about?
I don't know. I can't say. I. This is something we're working on, but I will tell you this. It beats coming in and seeing that kid just twisting right there, because I can't even imagine what that's like.
Have you worked with families that have gone through this?
No, I can't say as I have. I mean, we just started doing this research because a friend of mine is in the Venetian blind business, okay? And I said to him, let me look into this and see what I can come up with.
Conflict of interest?
Huh?
Conflict of interest?
No, I don't see it.
Let me go to a phone call here in Santa Cruz, California. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi. I babysit for young children, and I just have
are
to
any of
say
them
that...
are any of them depressed?
No, actually. Every time I see them, they're very happy.
Okay. That's probably because they like to see you. In other words, they are looking forward to seeing you. They know you're the babysitter. What is your name, dear?
My name is Melissa. And
okay, Melissa. They probably go, Melissa's coming, so we can... It picks them up. But when you're not there, they may be morose.
Can I say something for a second?
Yeah, go right ahead, Melissa. But I'm an adult. And so I think you need to hear what I have to say.
All right, but everybody gets a fair hearing on the Phil Hendry Show, so go ahead, Melissa.
Well,
good
okay,
boy.
What you said about Blue's Clues, it's totally stupid. Okay, when they see Blue's Clues, they don't feel depressed. It's a happy show, and it's
Blue's
meant
Clues,
to make them happy.
Blue's Clues is a holocaust.
Blue's Clue. I watched that show with my daughter. It's some guy with a dog. It's
yeah, a guy with a dog, sure. A very simple reading of that, Phil, but I think we go a little bit deeper. I just got a letter. I just got it. He's lording it over the kids. Hey, I got a letter. You didn't.
No, I really don't think that's
you know
what
I'm saying?
The kids feel like. If they have any feelings towards Blue's Clues, it's good feelings. They feel...
All right, then let me ask you this, and let's see how you... All right, that's fine. That's fine. Let's see how you answer this one. In 5 out of 6 homes that we went into where the kid was dangling from a cord, guess what was on TV?
Well, maybe that was just by coincidence, but
yeah.
I'm sure that
five straight homes.
Is not going to go...
Wait.
Clues. What?
Go ahead, dear. You finish your sentence.
Okay, I'm sure a kid that's watching Blue's Clues is not going to go up to a string and hang themselves just because they're watching Blue's Clues. That song, kids like rhymes and nursery rhymes and poems and stuff.
Yes, they do.
And that is a kind of poem in rhyme, okay?
No, no, but what it is it's I just got a letter, you didn't. I just got it. Even that, when I look
That's
at that guy, I want to just,
I want to
throw a hand, you know? Well, I won't let my kid watch it because I don't want my kid locking himself in a refrigerator.
Well, you know what? You are a bad father, and you're making your kids miss out on their childhood.
Look, I have to say, I've watched Blue's Clues.
Yeah, that's about the eighth time you said that. You want to get past that?
I watch it with my daughter. I think it's a very innocuous show. It's a guy with a blue dog. Right. I'm sorry. It's a blue dog.
He is the host, and I think you should respect that and not talk back to him.
Oh, well. Who are you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
You know, it's not too late in your life to be hanging from a Venetian blind string either, is it?
All
right, okay.
I'm 14.
All right, okay, fine. If you say anything like that again, I will have to terminate the conversation, Mr. Green.
I'm sorry, but she was, I'm an adult, she's a child, and I believe some separation and some delineation needs to be there, Mr. Hendry, and you do not get the respect of a child unless you establish those boundaries.
And then tell her she's going to be hung from a Venetian blind cord.
Well, that too. I'm sorry.
Okay. Here is Lake. I believe it's Lakewood, Ohio, on the Phil Hendry Show. Wait a minute. Sorry, Lakewood, Ohio, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's first begin about where a child comes from. A child needs guidance, obviously, and that's what
Absolutely.
The parents are there for.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But I also, I'm talking
let
about...
Let me finish, and then I'm going to get off,
but you know,
we'll talk about
But you
it.
Know that I'm talking about endogenous depression.
I don't care about what your depression is. I'm getting to this other point.
I'm talking about what the child suffers from.
A child 6 months to 6 years does not have a matured brain.
Oh, okay, Doc.
Well, let's just think about it.
I'm the guy that went to school and studied this. You went to school and took metal shop. I went to medical school. You took body shop, okay?
Oh,
that's the difference between...
I haven't degraded your
No, but what you are telling me, is my business.
I'm not.
Have to draw the line. Yes, you are. You're saying
okay.
A child's brain.
No, the
so
man
why,
is not.
Why?
I think the guy in Lakewood, hold on. I think the guy in Lakewood made a good point.
No, wait.
A child's brain is not developed.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Okay.
All right, go
now,
ahead.
Now, I'm making that point. I mean, obviously, if a child could be born, what good would the parents be? If he could go up and make a decision, a clear decision at 6 months old, that. Oh,
children
I'm
make decisions.
Up, wrap my head around a blind and jump off the crib.
Yeah, that's right. Because children make decisions all the time. They make a decision to watch a TV show. They make a decision to have Cocoa Puffs for breakfast. All of these things. And I think what is cruel in all of these instances of suicide, there was no note left. There was nothing that indicated why they did this.
The kids can't even write.
Well, that's true. Some of them can, though. A crayon note, I go away. Something that indicates... I'm talking about...
What kind of note could a child write?
Phil, some of the older children could write a note. Now what you have...
I mean, how do they know right from wrong?
Sir, you can't even spell
their name. Is this Dr. Green?
No, sir, it's Mr. Green.
Oh, I thought you were a doctor.
Go ahead, sir.
I am a Roman Catholic, and I believe that suicide is a sin. I believe that in hell right now, there are a bunch of babies laughing. Oh, God, I can't do it.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
You're dying.
You believe that there's babies in hell?
I believe there are babies burning in hell right now and giggling over the fact that they killed themselves and didn't leave a note.
Did you say giggling?
Yes, I think they're giggling.
Giggling.
Yes, sir.
How can they giggle in hell?
They're down in their little section of hell going, ah, ha, 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 and we didn't even leave a note.
Oh,
what
boy.
Do you think of that? Yeah, you think I'm nuts?
No, I'm going to sign off. This
you think I'm nuts?
Help.
Oh, I need help. You got kids crawling into refrigerators, and I need help. Okay, great.
Hey, all the power to you, buddy.
All right, thanks a lot. What are you trying to say?
I think I said it.
You're saying that these children are in hell giggling away...
Because they didn't leave a note, yeah. They think it's real funny. Ooh. Well, I don't, Phil. They think it's funny a blind company is getting the blame for their suicides. They're down there right now having coffee. So So I think that...
You know what I think? I think it's conflict of interest. Your buddy works for a blind company. You're coming up with a bunch of crap. Goodbye.
Okay, Mr. Henry. By the way, you moved into a new home. You need window coverings because...
Okay, thank you. That's great. You know, I was raised Catholic, and we do believe that suicide is a sin, and you could go to hell. I don't think there is a cadre of babies in hell right now giggling over the blind company's miseries. I just don't, and I refuse to believe that. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here. We did want to bring on one final gentleman, and we didn't have enough time for him, and I'm awfully sorry, but he is right now operating a surrogacy clinic out of Hermosa Beach, California. Chris Norton is joining us. And Chris, how are you?
I'm doing really good, Phil. Thank you.
Chris... have a massage parlor. You also offer to be a sexual surrogate for women who are frigid, and you also will sell your sperm. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Tell me a little bit about the surrogacy clinic that you have going on right now.
Yes, Mr. Henry. Right now, my partner Lance Germain and I feel that there's an epidemic or something of frigid women. And the reason why I know that is we went over to the Rusty Pelican one time, and me and my friends are, and I don't want to say nothing because I'm not really not egotistical or nothing, but we're really good looking. And I noticed that even though we're hot looking, no women wanted to come back and give us no oral blow sex or nothing. And so...
Okay, but is that an indication of frigidity?
I don't know. I mean, what I would say is that it's an indication that they don't want to be with me or nothing. And so what we wanted to do is loosen them up and give them a nice massage and, you know, sort of, you know, get them loose. I don't know.
Well, how do you do that?
Well, we do it with a variety of ways. We'll give them a little music, like, for instance, porno music, like this kind of a thing, then that relaxes them. And
this is porno music?
Well, it's from a Ron Jeremy movie. This is one of my favorites. And you get them in there, and what you do basically is give them a massage, you know.
You call this porn?
It's porn. It's also new age, you know. It's both all rolled into one. So you'll either hear this in the middle of a lecture on yoga, or you'll see Ron Jeremy screwing to it. It's just the same thing, you know.
Hey, guys, I think I'll need that flashback. So in other words, this massage therapy that you're doing is successful.
It really is successful, and I think it's getting more and more successful as time goes by.
You were going to demonstrate, and I know Melissa Morgan, who is our creative director, said you would demonstrate this for us.
Yeah, basically, when you get a woman, she relaxes, and you get her into the mood, and then you just kind of like... Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Now, what is that supposed to do?
That relaxes her.
So, while you're rubbing her shoulders?
Yeah, and when the music is, like, going a lot faster, like the part of the movie where the guy's getting oral blow sex, that's where you really just... Oh, oh. Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't get it.
You're not a chick, man. You wouldn't get it. You know, chicks dig oral blow sets. Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like you're having an orgasm.
No, I just pulled a muscle. I gotta lie down.
Okay. Thank you all for joining us. It's the Phil Henry Show, and I hope to see you again real soon.
You know, I grew up in a family of with lots of money, and we got homes in Palm Springs, Canada, the Cayman Islands, a ton of money. I'm 33 years old. I'm about to open my other business. I'm an employer. Access to a ton of money. I was taught to respect people.
Absolutely.
I want to tell you something.
You sound like you come from a fine family.
Oh, I do. And you know what? Apparently you don't, because that's just unbelievable. You know, I'm just going to get to my other point, too. You tied in. You know, if you could be so kind as to shut up while I'm talking, you're so rude. You don't even know how to be kind.
I'm not saying
anything.
But
you know what?
Well, you're going,
Columbine and the skateboard. You know what? The Menendez brothers lived a good life. And you know what? You're going to wake up in a pool of blood when you raise those wackos the way you do.
No.
I'm driving on the road.
The Razor.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing. I thought this was a put-on.
Let me ask you a question. Anything. Do you think those boys that shot up the school in Colorado, do you think they were riding Razors or something less than that?
I bet you the Menendez brothers be riding Razors.
No, they're not.
And those boys...
They didn't have Razors when the Menendez did their parents.
No, they were driving BMW.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say we have Lexus. We have a Lexus.
You know,
thank you.
Oh, this is just nuts. I can't even talk to you anymore. It's a waste of my time.
No, we have a Lexus.
I thought this whole thing was a joke. That's why I called.
I don't think it's funny when a kid comes onto my property.
You're a moron. You are a disrespect. You know what? You're a Nazi.
I didn't call you a name.
You're a separatist Nazi. You're a class warfare separatist Nazi.
No, I didn't call you a name. Why are you calling me a name?
Well, I'm just making a good analogy.
You
into a group. You want to fit yourself into a group with Miss Western Estates?
You
couldn't tie the shoes of my housekeeper.
I had to take a Motrin Midol cocktail.
You should be on some lobotomy like Xanax or something, man. You should be, whatever. You know, like I said, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you're talking to my wife. You're talking to my wife.
Yeah, you can pick them, buddy. Anyway, you ought to be. You guys couldn't even sit at the table with my family and my housekeeper. No way.
You know, my hat is off to you for your family having money. I think that's wonderful.
Oh, you know what? What it's about. What it's about is being kind, respectful.
You're in the Indianapolis metropolitan area.
I'm on my way there right now. It's a little trip.
Mm-hmm. When you come to the Los Angeles area.
Hey, I got a house in Rancho Mirage, Palm Springs, baby.
Then you need to look us up.
Hey, that's really cool out there. I like La Quinta, too. And we go to La Quinta.
I love La Quinta.
Yeah, it's La Quinta.
You know something? You're very rude for having money.
Yeah, you know what? I'm very respectful.
You're very rude.
You know what? I know the time and the place. Anyway, yeah, go out to La Quinta again, buddy. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, we'll go out to La Quinta and play golf out there.
That's fantastic.
A lot of people play golf in La Quinta.
Something, Phil? What's the point of making fun of us? Why are you doing...
Well, on the stadium course?
Why are the two of you making fun of us?
Well, come on. I mean...
I thought this was a joke. I didn't think this was for real. I thought the Phil Henry Show like a Saturday Night Live on radio when I heard it.
You're talking about...
I couldn't believe it.
You're talking about, Bobby, Jonestown... And then you asked me, were there scooters at Jonestown?
No, Phil, you said that.
Well, yeah, logically, I would say that. You brought up Jonestown, so I'm saying, well, there must have been scooters. Did they have Razors at Jonestown? I mean...
You know something, Phil? If you use your logic, I think you'd come to the conclusion, no, they did not. Because the Razor is top of the line. And I'm sure that gentleman in Indianapolis can at least grasp that much.
What, top of the line? I appreciate good stuff.
Do you think they had...
Right. I like buying good stuff because it lasts a little longer, but because somebody can't afford to does not make them a wacko less of a person.
Those people in Jonestown were poor. They didn't have Razor scooters, okay? And they probably didn't have limestone entryways.